January 23rd. Self is the only prison that can ever bind the soul. Henry Van Dyke. The story of how a Chinese sage dealt with a know-it-all student is a favorite of mine. As the learned scholar lectured, his student kept interrupting with, "Oh yes, that's familiar to me. I already know the point you're going to make." After a frustrating morning, the learned man poured his student a cup of tea. But even when the cup was full, the sage continued to pour.
"Stop!" exclaimed the know-it-all. "My cup is full!"
"I know," agreed the teacher. "That's your trouble. I can't pour anything into a cup that's already full. Unless you offer me an empty cup, you'll never enjoy my tea."
This concept of the empty cup is useful in the Christian life, too. All too often, I find my cup filled with myself, my desire for understanding, appreciation, and self-expression. "Me, me, me," my full cup shouts. Yet it's only when I hold up an empty cup for God to pour His love into in full measure that I begin to have real understanding of others and of myself. Lord, help me to empty my cup and bring it to You so that I may know the joy of Your Holy Spirit.